Wait till you see what we got coming up on Saturday as our Saturday cinema. It's real kooky. It's way out there. It's going to be one of two movies. It'll either be... by the way, I love the shadow because we're lacking a light because, you know, my supplier hasn't got it yet. And I'm too lazy to really bother him about it. We're going to have either Monster of Beach Party, which is, it was once called Monster of Beach Party. Then they renamed it Beach Girls versus Monster. Or the classic Jesse James versus Frankenstein's Daughter. And I'm telling you, it's gone. It's fucking gone. All right. But what I decided to do, probably shouldn't tell you my secrets, but okay, is instead of seeing what they have to offer, I would ask them if they have a certain movie that I want and just see if it pops up. And now you know where my brain is. Let's see if they have Jesse James versus Frankenstein's Daughter. But then beyond that, like the cool film noir, you know, like the original Breathless with Jean-Paul Belmondo. Is that the cat? You know, Breathless, I don't even know this movie, but it's basically about a psychopath. A psychopath who goes on this, it's not a killing spree, but he just goes on this psychopathic kind of spree where he's just indulging every craving and the girl that loves him. And, you know, Richard Gere played him, and Gere was a great, a perfect choice, but Richard Gere played him as a guy who had feelings. And it's an American movie, so there's got to be some kind of redeeming quality, you know. Well, he has to care. At one point, he shoots, gravely wounds a police officer. And before he flees the scene, he goes over and takes his jacket off, folds it, and puts it under the man's head as he's laying there dying. Obviously, you know, a cold-hearted fucking act to shoot the man, but the fact that he went over and put the jacket gives us a clue as to his, gives us a clue as to his personality. Like, what am I saying? Anyway, that ought to be, I'm going to see if they got that. Well, there's just too many. All right, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed. I liked doing Kenny Slag last night. It was extremely dark. Not dark so much as just bent. It's just, get out of here, Kenny. Fuck off, Kenny. You're done, Kenny. You're like, I'm Kenny Slag, and I've worked a deal out with the courts. Turns out I didn't slaughter that family. They were alive. What I was strewing up and down the... It was some hamburger meat they had. You can always use the good old excuse of I was hallucinating, which is what August Selson and Lady Beth... Hello, Lady Beth. There's just too many people in this planet. How many fucking uniforms have the Rams got? What the fuck's the NFL doing anyway? You know, give me one fucking uniform, man. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I'm old-fashioned. Oh, I don't know. I like the differences. I like the fact they have the blue and I used to hate the blue and white uniforms when I was a kid. Jerry Jones agrees to reimburse NFL $2 million in legal fees. Can somebody tell me something? Seriously, maybe I'm insane. How does Jimmy Johnson, who coached the Cowboys to two Super Bowls, and after he left, the Cowboys didn't do shit. Yes, I know Barry Switzer won one, but that was basically with Jimmy Johnson's team. And then nothing. And not only nothing, but less than nothing. No fucking playoffs, no playoff wins. Just dog shit on a stick, right? How does Jimmy Johnson not get a Hall of Fame berth, but fucking Jerry Jones does? I don't, you know, that's, you gotta give me the answer to that one. You got to give me the answer to that one. How's that happen in a free society? Who are undecided? I have a document that I got to send into my insurance, and it goes all the way back to the summer when I fell out of bed and I got the black eye, remember? And the document is simply verifying that the accident did take place and that it took place with certain, you know, within certain parameters. And I got to get it back within 45 days. And I can't find the motherfucker for love or money. I cannot find. I just filled it out, in fact. God damn it. Otherwise, I'm liable for $2,000 in fucking ambulance fees. Because it's all about the ambulance. Because an ambulance came. Because Maria called 911 and, you know. It's a good thing she did, man, because I could have driven myself to the hospital, but I couldn't stop the bleeding of this thing. It was just like gushing. So it was more than just a routine, you know, wow, that's a really bad gash. This was like, and by the time I'd made it to the hospital, even with her wiping the blood away, the car would, you know, she's sponging blood away. Anyway, so the ambulance arrives. Oh, it's two G's. $2,000 that trip from Westlake Village to Los Robles Emergency, which, by the way, was tremendous. Great people. Dr. Raven, great guy. And so if you ever need to get your face stitched, go over there, man, at about 3 a.m. I said, what? And I told you the story. I said, what business are you getting tonight? He goes, a lot of fights. He said, because it was the night of the McGregor fight. McGregor and Mayweather. And there were guys getting duking it out, I guess, because they'd lost a lot of fucking money. Oh, some people never fucking learn. And then they get mad at you because you're the bearer, because you're the messenger, man. What was it? I'll tell you something, man. Even though I disabled Touch ID, you're going to give me that shit, huh? I don't like that, man. I wonder if this bitch Stormy Daniels is the one that's going to take Trump down. You know what I'm saying? I doubt it, but she just won't shut up. She is. Trump spoke to witnesses about matters they discussed with special counsel. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. What did you talk to the fucking special counsel about? No, 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 no. President told an aide that the White House counsel, Donald F. McGahn, should issue a statement denying a New York Times article in January. The article said Mr. McGahn told investigators that the president once asked him to fire the special counsel. Mr. McGahn never released a statement and later had to remind the president that he had indeed asked McGahn to see that Mr. Mueller was dismissed. In the other episode, Mr. Trump asked his former chief of staff, Rance Priebus, how his interview had gone with the special counsel's investigator and whether they had been nice, according to two people with the discussion. Presidents ignored his lawyer's advice to avoid doing anything publicly or privately that could create the appearance of interfering with it. The White House did not respond to several requests for comment. Mr. Priebus, Mr. McGahn declined to comment. Mr. Trump's contact with the men most likely did not rise to the level of witness tampering. But witnesses and lawyers who learned about the conversations viewed them as potentially a problem and shared them with Mr. Mueller. In investigating Russian election interference, Mr. Mueller's also examined. Jesus Christ, Trump, you are fucking stupid. What a dumbass. Afraid to take a stance, whoa. Just too many lonely people. I gotta find out where that's gonna be. Somebody told me. God damn it. I had something on the Vernon Dozier character, and I don't know what it was. Excuse me, I just belched. As if you didn't hear it, but I just wanted to make sure that you did. That one. Baker Mayfield. Oh, they haven't had the draft yet. Okay. Jay Sanos. That's who I wanted to. Oh, man. I forgot what the fuck was that. Well, there's just too many people. What's going on with Jesus H, man? Somebody told me long, long time ago. Trump lawyer obtained restraining order. President's lawyer secured a restraining order against porn star Stormy Daniels. You know, if you're running for president, you might as well admit it, man. Admit everything. Admit everything. It isn't that you did it. It's the covering up, you know, even though... You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smiled, but I call you Stormy today. All of a sudden, that old rain's falling down, and my world is cloudy and gray. You've gone away, oh, Stormy Daniels. Yesterday's love was like a warm summer breeze. Remember when women wore... No, you probably don't. You guys are too young. But there was a time when women wore bathing caps. They wore bathing caps. They wore those... Yeah, my mom. I remember my sisters, everybody. My little sister, even, with their bathing caps. And then they made an attempt to make them look okay. You know, like, so they put little flittery flowers... bullshit on him and stuff. Let's see if I can show you what I'm talking about. See this chick's bathing cap? And that looked even dumber than the just the regular flat ones, you know. Now, do they wear bathing caps in Olympic swimming? I guess they do. Hey, look at me. Why, Susie, I'm just pulling my pants down. Okay, watch. Belly flop, what a moron. Nice going, Tad. But like the weather, it changed. Okay. Now things are dreary, baby, and it's windy and cold. And my penis and balls shrivel in the rain. This fucking movie is good. I don't want to show it to you because it's beyond fucking funny.
It's fucking funny. It's fucking funny.
Obviously, it's a spoof. It's got to be, man. There's no fucking way. What the fuck? Trump took the name David Dennison. White House denies he had the affair. Well, what's all the shit that's happening, man? His attorney, Michael Cohen, has already said that he knew, Trump knew that he was paying the money. All right, man, so I got that. All right, I'm covered on that shit. Get me the fuck off of this page. Oh, my God. Huffman High School shooting. Two students shot at Huffman. Where's Huffman High School, man? Hey, you know what I do for daylight savings? I get fucking drunk there. How's that? And I just sleep right through all that shit. And I go to bed an hour earlier. Not. Hey, what's the deal?
Bring back that sunny day.
Fuck off.
Was like a warm summer breeze.
No, that's not it, man. Thanks, but no thanks. Fuck off! God damn it. It's gonna cost me like, I don't know, man, billions and gazillions of dollars to... Oh, stormy. McDonald's should have turned the W sideways for Black History Month. Hey! McDonald's stock closed at $152.38, up $1.18. Wow. See, that's what you do when you invest in the stock market. Invest in shit you like. Invest in McDonald's. Invest in, you know, Burger King or whatever the fuck.
Well, Phil, I tell you, great to be on your program, Phil. It's been a while, and I know that, you know, it's been a while, and, you know, It's just been a while yet since I talked to you. And just really, really thrilled about it.
Are you really?
No, not really. No, you know, just trying to find something friendly to say.
Yeah. Well, my girlfriend's bathing suit has polka dots. Who's this? Maybe not. Let's recall that suit and make it stripe. There's a perv behind the rock. It ain't right. As we dance away the afternoon. The Watusi, the Frug, and maybe we can spoon.
I was snuck around.
That's what Jay did. He snuck around some rocks.
There were some young people who were dancing, and they had a radio or music device. And so I walked down the length of the beach next to some rocks there at Magoo Point.
The guy's masturbating. Oh, my knee.
That's not his knee. His penis extends that far, and he's just like, yep, there it is. He's just feeling the penis.
Yeah, okay, Jay.
Well, you trying to say I don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What a dick. So,
yeah. Steve Bozell and Jay Santos are my two favorite. People ask me, who's your favorite? These guys, there are days that I just love these two assholes. Wait a minute, man. I already did that. Is that the one? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, take that, that. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Woo! The fuck? Look at this. Look at this scene. Look at this guy. Dressed like a slut. You look like a filthy slut. I'm not going out with you tonight. Tough toenails. Look at this upscale. My mother and father have money. I can see that. All right. Who would be another Christian character?
Oh!
Buck. And begin. This is the Phil Hendry Show.